Hey, it's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So I've got another episode of just random ideas and musings all related to the world of work and the exciting world of workplace culture and humor in the workplace and all that good stuff that we talk about here. So, some random thoughts. A study from the Academy of Management Journal found that displaying moral symbols like a small Buddha statue or inspiring quotes from moral leaders causes people in the vicinity of said quotes or icons to behave at least slightly more ethically. The U.S. Army has an entire center for Army lessons learned. An entire center. So what could your workplace or business do to ensure a thorough debriefing of all lessons learned takes place after a major project is finished? At the end of their immersion week for new employees, Van City Credit Union in Vancouver, BC, offers new hires $1,500 to leave right now if they realize the job isn't going to be a fit for what they thought they were signing on to. Great idea to make sure there's a match on both sides when you hire people. And a little bit of trivia from happiness research people who suggest that a sniff of vanilla can instantly make you feel a little happier. So there you go. Another random thought. Have you noticed people often prefer to go to an ATM or an automated checkout rather than talk to a live person? Yes, often it's just for expediency. I get that. But what might it also be saying about the state of customer service that our customers opt to speak to a live person only as a last resort? Websites that blog 5 times per month get 5 times more traffic than other websites, and websites with 100 to 200 pages get 2.5 times more traffic over smaller sites. So what is your business doing to constantly add fresh material to its web presence? And finally, when was the last time you randomly surprised your customers? See, now, if you subscribe to the print version of this podcast, you could have won a free book. But sadly, you cannot because you're just listening to this on podcast. So, you know, you might want to sign up too, www.mikekerr.com. And now my fun at work tip. A study highlighted in the book, Yes, 50 Scientifically Proven Ways to Be More Persuasive, reveals that sending a funny, inoffensive cartoon to someone you are negotiating with generates higher levels of trust and leads to 15% larger profits. Recipients of the cartoons were also twice as likely to make an opening offer deemed more acceptable. So consider how the strategic use of creative, funny cartoons could help you connect with clients, communicate a message effectively in your next business presentation, or get a message across succinctly and effectively to your employees. A terrific source for creative cartoons is Tom Fishbourne at The Marketoonist. The Marketoonist, get it? Because he's a cartoonist who talks about marketing and business stuff. So look up www.themarketoonist. You'll find it, I'm sure. Hey, and in the quote of the week, we lost a comedy giant, one of my favorites, Gary Shandling, last week. So in honor of Gary Shandling, the quote of the week is from Mr. Gary Shandling. My friends tell me I have an intimacy problem, but they don't really know me. Thanks for the laughs, Gary. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as we're doing the old podcast, April is coming up, and April is official Humor Month and International Customer Loyalty Month. So it's a great time to leverage your humor advantage to turn long-term customers into truly loyal customers. And as always, cruise by the old website, again, www.humoratwork.com, to check out the funny, wacky theme days that I've listed there for the month of April, including some notables such as April 1st, Fun at Work Day, April 2nd, International Pillow Fight Day, the 3rd is Fun Dance Day, the 7th, No Housework Day. The 12th is Walk on Your Wild Side Day. 14th, International Moment of Laughter Day. 16th, Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. 17th is Blah 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 Day. 23, Talk Like Shakespeare. 25, Hug a Plumber. 27th, Administrative Professionals Day. And the 28th, World Day for Safety and Health at Work Day. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.